Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me. Today, I have a very personal video for you guys. I'm going to be sharing with you my struggle with severe depression and how I actually overcame that, transformed my life, and got to where I am today. And I know a lot of you follow me, you know, for gut health, for losing weight, for fitness. But the truth is that most of us with gut issues have the most stress, anxiety, and mental health issues. And all of us, when it comes to fat loss, I see the biggest thing holding a lot of people back is our mindset, not believing we're enough, thinking that we're never going to reach any, self-doubt. So if you're trying to lose weight, overcome your gut health, deal with stress, anxiety, this video is for you. I'm going to start off. I'm going to go right into it. I'm going to share with you guys a little bit more about my struggle with depression, anxiety, everything, specific strategies that I did to actually overcome this. And stay tuned to the end because I have something special to really help you guys as well. So my whole journey started actually when I was age 13. I bumped into a girl at school. She had lice all the time, and it triggered something in me, severe OCD. I wouldn't go back to school. My OCD was at the next level. I was counting all of the lines on the floor. My mom washed the clothes that I bumped into the girl with in the washer. I wouldn't wash my clothes anymore there. Anything that I touched that day, it was to a next level. My parents didn't know what to do. I went to a doctor. Of course, they ended up putting me on antidepressants. I wouldn't go back to school, so I ended up being homeschooled for at least, I think it was a little bit over a year before I went back to school. During that year, though, I gained over 30 pounds. I was eating my feelings away from in food. Literally, I was sugar cinnamon pretzels, pizza, like you name it. I was in such a deep depression, had such chronic anxiety, and all that I knew was wake up, do my homeschool, take my medications. I felt numb. I felt depressed. I had OCD and anxiety about everything. And this went on for a good, I think, year and a half. I was taking my medications. I was gaining weight and just kept gaining it because I was eating my feelings away. And I was working with, I was going to therapy a few times a week, and it really wasn't helping me. Within that year, I gained 30 pounds. On top of that, I had underlying gut issues. I had eczema, rosacea all over my face. I didn't know what it was coming from. I had no self-confidence. I hated myself, and I didn't want to look in the mirror. And when you don't feel good, guys, you don't want to do good. So the fact that I felt so bad, I had such chronic anxiety, I didn't want to make healthy food choices. I just wanted to eat all the sugar, sour spray candies, donuts, lay down, not move, didn't want to work out. You guys may be able to relate. Like when you're in this hole, when you don't feel good, you don't want to do good. And then you just keep gaining weight. You keep feeling worse and you don't know where to go from there. And it becomes this like vicious loop that you feel stuck in. I got to the point, I ended up actually just, I don't even know. I woke up one morning and I said, I can't deal with this anymore. I ended up, this is so bad. There's like a little in between where I actually ended up getting on a different medication because there was a lot of side effects from that one. I ended up going to a different school within that 2 year time frame. And after that, when I got back to school, I still was struggling with the eczema, the rosacea all over my face, and everyone was making fun of me. I was called fugly. I was called fish face. People just bullied me so much. My confidence got even more down the gutter. And on top of that, I was overweight at age 13. I was a size 16 in jeans and I was a cheerleader. This story, it's a little hard for me to share, but I'm going to because this was kind of my turnaround, which kind of sparked me into my journey of self-discovery and how I transformed my life. So I was a cheerleader
And you guys see me do all these crazy ab workouts all over the internet. But basically, one day at cheer practice, we were in trouble. The coach had the whole team come around. For some reason, she dialed me out. Those throw down leg raises, she had me lay down on the floor. She had the whole team around me, and she threw my legs down so hard. I was overweight. I had no core strength. My legs fell straight to the floor. She screamed at me to pick them back up. I picked them back up. She threw them down again. They fell. The whole squad was laughing at me. I ended up running to the bathroom, crying, breaking down in tears. She came in there, the whole squad, everyone, they were trying to get me out of there. And I couldn't, guys. I locked myself in there until everyone went away. I went home and I decided I'm making a change. I am no longer going to be just, I can't feel this way anymore. So I ended up, we're going to throw it out there. I ended up going vegetarian because my good friend was vegetarian and she was in great shape. So I'm like, hey, she looks good. Let's do it. You know what we do, guys. We see someone that looks amazing and we're like, I'm going to follow that diet, that nutrition plan. It is going to get me there. No, do not do that, guys. But I went vegetarian and I ended up losing weight. I started looking more of an anti-inflammatory diet. I was still young. I was making healthier food choices. My skin started clearing up. I had a lot of gluten and dairy sensitivities. So that really helped a lot with that. People started complimenting me. Like I said, I was off the medication. My confidence started going up, but I never really addressed where all of the depression, the anxiety, the OCD stemmed from to begin with. So I started working out and I started boxing. I started getting my energy out and I had setbacks, but between kind of getting off the medication, starting to work out, the working out was always my therapy for me. When I got off the antidepressants, that gave me my outlet to kind of get out my frustration. And that was a really big turning point that I found was fitness. A lot of people see me work out and they're like, how do you do that? How do you always have the motivation? The truth is the working out is my antidepressant. It makes me feel good. It makes me happy. It lets out my release. And that has always been it. When I go to the gym, it's not, hey, and it started off this way, you know, how can I work out to lose weight? It is not that way. It really is how can I push myself to be the best version of myself? I release everything. I don't hold back. And it is truly, truly my outlet and my savior when it comes to getting off the medications, you know, building my confidence back up because I had zero. I didn't even want to look at myself in the mirror and getting to where I am today. But the truth is, guys, is I had so many setbacks in between that time period. Before I started working out, I couldn't even make it but 5 minutes through a workout class because I was so out of shape. That's when I left and I went back and I focused on my diet, losing the weight before I got there because nutrition is a big aspect. And then between that, I ended up developing an eating disorder. I ended up getting 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO. I ended up almost breaking my back. I spent 8 years building my body, did a cut. There's so many parts of my journey. This is just one little block. So for all of you guys on your fitness journey right now, I have a few key things that I want you to really, really dial in and listen to. And the first thing is if you're struggling with anxiety, depression, all of this, get help. Never hesitate to get help, but know that we have to address our deep trauma. I had to go back to my childhood and think about what was I having this anxiety? What triggered the OCD? All of those. If we do not address the trauma and why we're having these issues, those are things that are going to hold you back from reaching your goals. If you don't feel confident in your body, if you feel like you are never going to get there or you're not deserving of achieving these goals, that is always going to be here. When people come to me for my 90-day transformation challenge, we work on our mindset. We work on the stress. We work on the diet to bring down the inflammation to support our gut, our hormones, healthy fats. Those help with our brain, omega-3s. And I have people come to me on Xanax and severe depression and thyroid issues, and they can't lose weight. And when we focus on the mind, the body, the diet, they lose in like 20 pounds, eating more food in 12 weeks. And I truly want you to know this, is that we have to, it's not just about take a pill or do this. We have to address it. And as scary as that sounds, it is truly a big thing. And fitness should never be, you know, I am doing this to hit an X goal. We have to take what we love, what we need, bring the two together and create balance. And that's a big thing that I want to tell you. And this is just the beginning, guys. If you want me to do a part 2, 3, 4 on all of the other parts of my journey, just comment below on my YouTube channel. And I do have to share something because everything that I went through is a reason why I created my 90-day transformation challenge. And I created it because for years I struggled. There's over 30,000 different diets out there. I was so confused. I spent years wasting time, money, trying all of these things, working so hard and not getting results. And I believe in a whole body approach, mind, body, our gut, our hormones. And I structured everything so that my clients achieve results in 12 weeks. We address everything, gut, hormones, thyroid. And this is the deal. I teach them everything so that they don't need me after those 12 weeks. They don't have to spend hours researching, Googling, and I'm there to support them every ounce of the journey. And if you guys are ready to not only transform your body, but get lasting results, overcome just all of your setbacks, the things that just you feel like every time I try to do this, something hits me in the way. I want you to head to the description below. I am so excited to announce that my next 90-day transformation challenge is starting. We're already in May 6th. So we're only like 12, 13 days away. And I am now onboarding. We're doing discovery calls. And if you head to the description below on my YouTube, you fill out the questionnaire or DM me ready on Instagram, we will set up a call to see if we're that perfect fit for my upcoming 90-day transformation challenge. And my expertise, because I struggled with the hormone imbalances, going postmenopausal in my 20s, the gut, the thyroid. I was training so hard, not getting results. My expertise is women over 40, going through perimenopause, postmenopause with hysterectomies, thyroid issues, gut issues that are trying the fasting, the keto, the carnivore. They can't get results. They can't lose weight. They feel like they got stubborn belly fat. They don't know what diet to do. I am here for you and I am here to get you results. So head to the description below, send me over that DM on Instagram. And there is something that I do want to bring up before we hop off this whole live today. And the truth is, guys, it's not about from going from one extreme to the next when it comes to weight loss. I started small. The first step was realizing, you know what? I need help. The second was, you know what? I need to start focusing on different things with my diet. You know, I need to find my outlet to release my anxiety. I had to go back and, you know, figure out what was causing the anxiety and everything. And I started at age 13. I am now 31 years old. It has taken me a while. So it's not a fast fix. It's about small things to lead to big results. We all have setbacks. Never compare yourself to anybody else. And if you are that person and you're just like, I need to know what the next step is, I want you to watch. I'm going to link a little video here. I did another one that is about like nutrition and training and mindset. And I want you to watch it here on my YouTube. Make sure to subscribe, share this with a friend. And I'm doing an engagement competition. So drop a comment below and let me know what your biggest takeaway from this video is. Every single month, I'm giving away my Healthy Food Swaps ebook. I love you guys. And I will see you tomorrow.